dare to dream, dream, dream. Welcome to the Dare to Dream radio show. I'm your host, Deborah Dashinger. Join me every week as I interview inspiring guests from all walks of life, all ages, all backgrounds, all parts of the world, who had a dream and found a way to make that dream come true. Listen to this worldwide award-winning radio show every week and learn to dare to dream and make your dreams come true. Sit back and enjoy, and welcome.
You can be anything, a rock star, beauty queen, fly with a broken wing, baby, if you dare to dream, dare to dream.
Welcome to Dare to Dream Radio. This is Debbie Dashinger, and I hope you've brought your busload of dreams with you so we can help you create those into your reality. Well, as you know, I'm a visibility expert. I take authors' books to international bestseller, and I teach them the media portion, how to message themselves out into the world with great results. Today, I was interviewed on a telesummit, and the question was, what is my message? So it was really interesting to talk people through that process. It's actually, for what I do and for my abilities, it's great to do one-on-one because, of course, I can see the person in real time, and I know exactly what's getting in their way, and I know exactly what their brilliance is. So to take a group of people through is very interesting. So, you know, I'll just share with you the first question I asked is, what have you struggled with your whole life? Because inherent in your wound is also your gift. It's just the soul's journey. And when we take it on and really heal it, really take it on as the journey to heal, then when we come out the other side, we've got incredible wisdom to impart to others. So just trust that. And a little bit later on, I am having back on the show. He was so good the first time. Soon as that interview ended, I said, please, can we arrange the next time you can come on? Mark Robert Waldman is back. He's authored 14 books, including the bestseller, How God Changes Your Brain. He's an Oprah Winfrey must-read author book pick. And Mark teaches at Loyola Marymount University. He's a world-leading expert on spirituality, communication, consciousness, and the brain. He has an international practice as a neuro coach where he trains students and business leaders. Fascinating stuff. So he'll be on just a little bit. And speaking about your message, well, one of the things about messaging is we have to trust our own message because it's always indigenous to us. It comes through our filter, our experience, our life. And we have something to offer in a way that nobody else can. So being uniquely you, the expansion of happiness in this lifetime is our birthright, finding what it is we are meant to be and do, identifying that which brings us the greatest happiness. That's our highest purpose in this life. This is our dharma, our truth, and our destiny. Each moment presents us with a unique opportunity to express ourselves in ways that only we can. When we answer the call of our heart in each moment, we have the opportunity to experience pure joy. So today, take the time to explore what it means to live blissfully in each moment, understanding that the true reward is not the pot of gold at the end of the rainbow, but it's actually the journey along the rainbow itself. Isn't that amazing? So many of us are just like, when am I going to get there? When am I going to get this? When is it going to create? But truly, it's the journey that changes us, informs us, and is the glorious part. So allow the bliss of being who you are, living as the unique soul you were born to be, carry you along the path of this lifetime, and you'll be living your life to the fullest. You can use this centering thought for today, which is bliss. Be my guide. It was Jane Goodall who said, every individual matters. Every individual has a role to play. Every individual makes a difference. And if you love wine like I do, I was just talking about it again today. I just discovered, I've moved recently, and I've just discovered a new wine place in walking distance, which I'm super excited about. Well, I love wine. I have wine delivered right to my door. That's the way I roll. And there are 20 experts who pick out wines from all around the world, and they pick out only the best and we get to enjoy them when we're part of this particular wine club. And here's the great thing, it's below retail prices. I mean, they make it so easy peasy. And everything that gets shipped to you comes with pairing notes, vineyard notes, how to store your wine, and of course, ta-da, the exquisite wine itself. And you choose white, red, both, either, doesn't matter. This company, directsellers.com/DebsWineWonders. And it's directsellers, CELLARS.com/DebsWineWonders. You can discover and enjoy unique and delicious wines now, delivered to your business, to your door, directsellers.com/DebsWineWonders. Well, as I promised, as I wanted to say the word surprise, so I guess there's going to be an element of surprise, and that's why I love this show, because people like Mark bring information at like a masterclass that I didn't know before. It informs me, it changes my world in real time. Mark Robert Waldman, he is the author of 14 books, and his neuroscientific research has been featured in Time Magazine, The Washington Post, The New York Times, Forbes, Entrepreneur, and Oprah Magazine. Mark has appeared on PBS, NPR, and TEDx. And if you want to find out more about him, his name, markrobertwaldman.com. Mark, welcome back to Dare to Dream Radio. It is so great to have you.
Oh, I'm so thrilled to be here. And I was really excited when you mentioned bliss.
Why? What is that about bliss that excited you?
Well, I've been experimenting with it. Now, one of the interesting things that neuroscience has shown, that if you take a particular word, any word, and you keep repeating it over and over and over again, it has quite a profound effect on your brain. If it's a negative word, like I'm angry, I'm angry, I'm angry, or I hate you, I hate you, I hate you, or oh no, oh no, oh no, the stock market or the political system is going to destroy me. The more you repeat any particular thought or any key word related to that thought, the more your brain begins to respond to it as if it's an actual event happening in the outside world to you.
So sort of like a mantra then.
Yes. And so I've always used a mantra, and a lot of this research began 30 years ago with Herbert Benson at Harvard University, when he discovered that repeating a sacred word or a word that has deep meaning and value to you is a powerful meditation that can actually turn on like 1,200 stress-reducing genes in your body and in your brain. So we take the word bliss, and I'd love to share with you my experiment and to invite all of our listeners to try it as well.
I'd love you to share it. That sounds great.
I get together with a friend, a psychologist friend of mine, once a week, and we do an inquiry process where we both kind of go into a deep meditative state, and we just do a stream of consciousness, almost like a Freudian free association flow of our thoughts and feelings and whatever else. Sometimes if I'm feeling angry or frustrated, and we usually feel angry and frustrated at those who feel the closest to us because we have the most amount of involvement. So I was bitching and moaning about my wife, of course. But I found that if I'm in a deep meditative state and I do that, after a half an hour or an hour or so, I'm really cranky and irritable for like a week or two. But if I don't connect to that underlying irritability and find its roots, then it'll also haunt me and nibble away at me consciously and unconsciously as well.
Okay.
So I created an interesting experiment. I had fallen into a state of bliss quite accidentally about 4 or 5 months ago. I was just, it just descended upon me. And every day I'd wake up and I would feel this incredible sense of just happiness and well-being and success and satisfaction. And every time that the feeling faded away, I started repeating the word bliss, 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 and it would pull me deeper into it. So something had happened and it knocked me out of my state of bliss. I don't remember if it was my wife making a critical comment about me because I'm one of those overly sensitive males, or if it was just something else. Maybe, you know, the plumbing went wrong or some problem happened or some unexpected bill came in. And I found myself obsessed and ruminating on negativity, as we all do. Again, the neuroscience research that we do shows that for every 5 or 10 seconds of focusing on something negative, the more you release stress neurochemicals throughout your body and your brain. So this is what I did. I took my mindfulness bell, and I'm going to invite everybody to do this along with me. I'd like everyone to think about something crappy that has happened to you recently, something that irritates you. Think about somebody you can't stand, whose buttons keep pushing you. It doesn't matter how many years of meditation or therapy you've done. They still just get underneath your skin. Take a moment, just for 5 seconds, and I want you to feel that irritability, that frustration, that anger, that rage. And now I want you to suddenly shift. I want you to start repeating the word bliss, bliss, bliss. And as you do so, I want you to recall one of the most blissful, enlightening, serene moments in your life. Bliss, 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 bliss. Notice how that makes you feel, that each time you repeat it, you should be feeling more and more light, more airy, more calm, more relaxed. But here's the neat thing to do. Now go back to the thing that really irks you and irritates you, a bad memory, a traumatic experience, and just take 5 seconds only to feel, I hate that. God, this is terrible. I can't stand the politics that's going on in this world. Oh my God, look at my bank account. I can't stand it. Now interrupt it and go back to bliss. Bliss, 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 bliss. Now tap in again to the negativity for 5 seconds. You even let yourself make growling sounds if you want. And now back to bliss, 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 bliss. Notice how that makes you feel? Now ask your intuition, what have you learned about your anger and irritability, and what has repeating the word bliss taught you? And why don't you share, why don't you share with me, Debbie, what your experience was of going back and forth between the negative that we like to avoid and the positive that we like to savor?
I would be pleased to do that. So I'm in a really amazing place right now. I feel very expanded and calm. And I will say that, it's very interesting. So what it did for me is it actually took the onus off of I have a client who acts in a particular way sometimes that's really interesting and crosses a line with me being a woman, and it makes me very angry, and I have to establish boundaries and take care, and it just doesn't have a place with the work we're doing. So it really is a trigger. So then I went into this beautiful, often with nature, calm water, forest, bliss, 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 and then back again, having to stick up for myself like that. And what was interesting, my experience, is that I suddenly felt the other was an illusion. That's all I can say. It didn't have the significance that it's had, and it didn't have the meaning it's had. It just felt like a speck in time that took place and is over.
Well, in fact, they're both illusions. Every positive experience that we have, every negative experience we have, in fact, everything we are conscious of is incredibly far removed from those centers in our brain that are actually experiencing the reality that's outside of there. Now, this has a great benefit. It means that we can use the power of a positive illusion to undermine the overwhelming power of a negative thought or feeling or fantasy.
Wow. I get that. That's awesome. That's so awesome. I love that idea because it's true. It is all an illusion. And it is all, basically what I hear you saying is it's about choice. And you can make a choice to replace one with the other and experience that instead. And in this case, we're talking about bliss, a beautiful thing to experience.
And let me give you the neuroscience behind this because it really helps to visualize this as well. I want you to visualize the front part of your brain, the area that sits right above your eyes.
Okay.
And I want you to visualize that the right side is kind of a pessimist. It's like constantly worrying and generating negative thoughts all day long. It's part of your creative brain. It's the part of you that says, hey, before you invest all that money in that stock that you heard about, why don't you go check to see whether it's a valid stock and whether there's actually, you know, in other words, it's a skeptic in your brain that stops you from being overly impulsive.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the left prefrontal cortex right above your left eye, that's the optimist in your brain. If you have too much optimism and too much desire and urge, you become impulsive and you act out and you make decisions that afterward is like that impulsive buying. Somebody offers you something, you're at a conference and you buy that wonderful CD and you go home and you go, why did I pay $1,000 for that thing? The excitement wears off. Now, these two parts of your brain, the pessimist and the optimist, they're chattering around all the time. And in fact, it's inner speech. So you can train yourself, like through mindfulness or meditation, to actually watch this constant chatter inside of your frontal lobes. And the reason why I'm putting this into neuroscientific terms is because it takes it out of the theologies and philosophies that different spiritual traditions have garnered. When you go into deeply relaxed and meditative states, you can hear these inner voices. Some people may think it's the voice of God coming from your left prefrontal cortex. Other people may think that it's the voice of the devil coming from your right prefrontal cortex. But if you know that all of these voices exist inside of your head, then you can start to watch them. The moment you start watching them and not judging them, you disconnect from them and you begin to actually experience on a deeper level of awareness. And this is controlled by structures like the anterior cingulate and the insula that are the least developed parts of your brain. These are the awareness centers of your brain. It's actually the same circuitry from our brain scan studies that show where all spiritual practices take place. So you can watch your positive and negative thoughts from this deeper spiritual, more conscious, more aware state that's kind of wordless. And then you can see, look, I'm not those positive and negative thoughts. They're both illusions. They're both useful, but only if you sit back and watch them. Otherwise, if you become too absorbed in the positive aspect, you'll act out impulsively. And if you become too absorbed in the negative fantasies, you'll start feeling anxious and depressed.
Wow, powerful parts of the brain, and what can we activate? What can we employ? You're listening to Dare to Dream Radio. You can get your free Dare to Dream Radio mobile app from iTunes, and the app is called Dare to Dream with Debbie Dashinger. Also, join me after the show on Facebook at Dare to Dream Radio and TV. When we come back, we'll be speaking with Mark about one of the exercises from his book I rather enjoyed called The Crap Board and find out more how to use this for great benefit for your life. Stay right there. We'll be right back.
Do you love wine? Do you enjoy drinking it or sharing it? Well, maybe you know a lot about wine, maybe you don't. Thanks for entrusting me with picking and choosing the most amazing wines from all over the world and delivering them to your home or business. You will receive as few or as many bottles of wine as you like, with tasting notes in your magical box of wine, detailing the regions, the history, and even food and wine pairing. We will deliver to you the best wine in the world. So get in, get wine, get social at directsellers.com/DebsWineWonders. Sit back and truly enjoy our wines, because we take great pride. We have invested a great deal of time selecting the most incredible wines from all over the world we know you'll enjoy and want to share. At directsellers.com/DebsWineWonders. That's direct, CELLARS.com/DebsWineWonders. Yum.
Hey, Hey everybody, this is Dr. Dane here, and I would like to invite you to an adventure in being. I've just written and finished a new book known as Being You, Changing the World. Are you one of those dreamers? One of those people who's always known that other possibilities should be available but haven't yet been able to see them be created? Well, I wrote this book for you. In it, you'll find tools, processes, and unique perspectives to change the things you've always wanted to change but didn't know how. In it, you'll find an invitation to a different possibility for a way that we can be in this world that changes not only our lives, but by being us, allows us to contribute to changing everything planet-wide that doesn't work. Are you aware that truly great people, truly being them, is the only thing that has ever created a great change on this planet? Are you willing to step up? Are you willing to be one? Check out a copy of my new book, Being You, Changing the World. I invite you to go to beingyoubook.com for a free gift.
Tell the world about your product or business. Advertise on Dare to Dream Radio. The award-winning program is syndicated on over 60 stations, has a big following, and large listenership. If you're ready to expand your reach, become a sponsor or advertiser on Dare to Dream Radio. Best rates, great results. Email at ads@debbiedashinger.com. That's ads@debbiedashinger.com.
What if the world doesn't function the way we've been told? What if we truly can bend the laws of physical reality? What if we can end limitation? What if weird were the coolest thing you could be? And what if it's time for a totally different reality? Are you ready to create it? Are you ready to dream as big as you dare? Hi, my name is Dane here. 13 years ago, I started to truly ask questions. Actually, I started to be the question, and everything in my life changed for me. This is your invitation to step into something that Einstein, Marie Curie, Newton, Da Vinci, Shakespeare, Gandhi, Galileo, and Aristotle all knew to be true. It's not about the answer. It's about being the question, always. It's about truly being you, whatever that looks like, and changing this world. Is now the time? Start by signing up for a free video series at beingyouclass.com. That's beingyouclass.com. What if you are the gift and the change this world requires? Beingyouclass.com.
MyBestsellerBook.com helps you self-publish and you keep all the royalties. Even if your book is already published, MyBestseller.com will help you become a best-selling author. Your book will be promoted to a large global following. Enjoy a press release and book review. Make your next book launch bigger and better. MyBestsellerBook.com has long-term client credibility and 100% success in turning books into bestsellers. MyBestsellerBook.com.
Tell the world about your product or business. Advertise on Dare to Dream Radio. The award-winning program is syndicated on over 60 stations, has a big following, and large listenership. If you're ready to expand your reach, become a sponsor or advertiser on Dare to Dream Radio. Best rates, great results. Email ads@debbiedashinger.com. That's ads@debbiedashinger.com.
When making the decision to hire a coach, find a pro who delivers. Debbie Dashinger is an expert with an impressive platform that gets results. Let go of issues and shift your life into brilliance. Go to www.debbiedashinger.com. That's D-A-C-H-I-N-G-E-R, debbiedashinger.com. Debbie believes that we are each meant to shine our light and fulfill our unique path. Hire a coach who delivers. www.debbiedashinger.com.
Debbie Dashinger's Radio Interview Mastery Program is a unique branded system that works. MediaMasteryRadio.com puts you on a fast track to grow your business and easily book interviews. Learn how at MediaMasteryRadio.com. Debbie is fiercely committed to guiding entrepreneurs, authors, speakers, healers, and business people. Learn how to leverage your radio appearances to grow your business and increase your visibility at MediaMasteryRadio.com.
Research shows we apologize up to 10 times a day, and most of the time, we say sorry as a response to someone else's mistake. What if we thanked people instead of all that unnecessary apologizing? So instead of saying, sorry, I'm rambling, you say, thank you for listening. join us at ProjectForgive.com, a free non-religious resource on global forgiveness.
I love my life. I am powerful. I am beautiful. I am free. I love my life. I am wonderful. I am magical. I am me. I love my life.
I'm interviewing Mark Robert Waldman, and he's at that website, markrobertwaldman.com. Mark, I promise people, we're going to talk about one of the exercises from your book, and it's called the crap board. Will you share with the listeners what crap is and how you can use that board?
I think everybody knows what crap is, and I think everybody has had a crappy experience to know that I'm about to take you through experientially one of the most crappiest experiences of your life. And yes, crap does stand for something, and it stands for conflicts, resistances, anxieties, and any other problem that you think you may actually have. And it's based on a very simple neuroscientific principle that's been grounded in cognitive behavioral psychology for about 30 or 40 years. If you take out a sheet of paper and write down all of your crappy thoughts and feelings and worries and fears and anxieties and problems and conflicts, you suddenly have a fundamental disconnect in your brain, and everything you have on paper starts to bother you a whole lot less. And I'd love to guide everyone through a very simple sampling of this exercise, which is in my book, NeuroWisdom.
Mm-hmm. Please.
So hopefully you have a pen and piece of paper, and hopefully you're not driving while doing this, because we have found that if you are writing down something and you're also closing your eyes while you're driving, this could be neurologically damaging to your brain, particularly after your car rolls over the cliff.
Okay, I am sitting, I have pen and paper, and I'm ready.
Now, for everybody else in the audience, and I want you all to understand that I have profound psychic ability, so I can see into the homes of every one of you who's listening to this. And I know that half of you are saying, all right, I'll do this exercise, but you haven't actually reached for a pen and a piece of paper. So I ask you to do so right now, to really do that. And if you really don't have one available and you really just want to sit back and be a passive listener, that's okay too, because I want you to take an imaginary piece of paper out of the air in your mind. Do that. It helps to close your eyes. And imagine picking up an imaginary pen. And on this piece of paper, and it's clearly more powerful, and this is what all the research shows, that anytime you write down any problem you have on a piece of paper, you can then gaze at that problem, and a different part of your brain kicks in to solve that problem in a way that's better than how you and I are thinking at the current moment. So do you have your real or imaginary piece of paper and your real or imaginary pen?
Yes.
Let's begin. Close your eyes, and I want you to write down the very first thing, and Debbie, I'll have you do this out loud so that you and I will both do it, and then we'll let the audience do it as well. What's the first thing that comes into your mind about one of your weaknesses, one of your conflicts, one of your problems, one of your personality faults?
Well, the first thing that came up is I've just literally just moved into a new place, and they sent me a bill for my first rent, and they overcharged me $1,839, and I'm waiting a week to hear back from them to resolve this, so I'm irked about it.
How wonderful. Bliss, 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 bliss. Keep repeating that word, bliss, and the worry center gets turned off. So write down worrying about money, mm-hmm. Okay, or whatever, but turn that problem into like three or four words and write it down. And the first thing that comes into my mind is that I talk too much. In neuroscience, we also know that anybody who speaks more than 10 words, all the rest of the words are not heard or listened to.
Right.
So
we did that in our first interview, so people can listen to that, because that was brilliant.
So now, what's the next worry, weakness, problem, personality deficit that comes into your mind about yourself? Just any crappy thought you have.
Yeah, well, I'm going through some heartbreak. So I moved here because I left a 10-year relationship, which is a significant amount of time. And I find feelings coming up, and it's a big soup. Sometimes it's anger, sometimes it's loneliness, sometimes it's a little, wow, what's next kind of thing.
So what four words will you write down on your sheet of paper?
The journey of heartbreak.
Okay. Take a moment, write that down. Everyone listening, go ahead and listen to my mindfulness bell and write down four words that capture one of your problems, one of your faults, one of your weaknesses. I used to be chronically anxious, so on my sheet of paper, I probably would have written down anxiety all the time.
Let's just do it
one more time. Everyone, think about, close your eyes, and this time I want you to yawn and stretch and deeply relax. And this time, ask your intuition, what is one of your weaknesses or problems that gets in your way in terms of achieving your goals? And pay attention to the first three or four or five words that filter in from those deeper regions of your brain.
Thing that comes up for me and that I'm working on right now is really fully stepping into the power of what I know and my voice. It's just a new level of that because it's in place. But some of the anger that's coming up for me is actually a potency I'm finding. And it's behind that anger is actually a need to express myself more clearly out into the world and with other people. So I would, four words, I might say, yeah, the power of my voice.
Okay. That you have a weak power in your voice? Remember, this is a crap board, so we're writing down the conflicts, resistance, anxieties, and problems that...
Not a weakness, but I would say my default is being nice. So if somebody does something and it really doesn't serve me or us, I, not all the time, but sometimes will tend to be more forgiving and nice when in fact there's no one's being served. And it's about learning to really fully say the truth in the moment and have a power, a potency there with my voice.
So how would you turn those into like four or five words? Or even one word?
I would say full expression or full throttle expression.
Now, remember, when you ask your intuition, you're tapping into a different part of your brain. And again, it's part of that spiritual circuit in your brain. It's part of that part of your brain that has empathy and kindness and compassion. So that the more you do ask your intuition, the more self-confidence you'll find that you have. So when I ask my, my intuition, because my life has been going just incredibly, spectacularly well for this entire year. It's like so unbelievable. I'm not even sure if I can trust it. I'm like waiting for the other shoe to fall. So that's what my intuition suggests, saying, you know, not trusting my wellness. And that's what I would write down on my sheet. Now, again, everyone listening, take a moment, ask your intuition, what problem does it suggest is holding you back? Doesn't have to be a big problem, doesn't have to be a small problem. Anything. You know, even if something silly comes into your head, like there's an elephant in my refrigerator and I don't know how to cook it, that's a problem, particularly if you're a schizophrenic. So now you have three or four things written down on your crap board. And after we're done with this interview, later on in the day, I'd like you to put 10 or 20 things on your crap board. And also think about what your friends would say are your deepest problems, your weaknesses, and put them down. The other thing I want you to put down on your crap board is to write down your deepest, innermost values. So like the first word that pops into my mind is for value is peace. Peace, peace. And Debbie, I'm sure an easy word pops into your mind.
Freedom.
And then I want you to write down something, you know, all of your strengths. It's like, so for me, one of my strengths is my love for connecting with others and sharing this wisdom of the brain. Now, here's what I want you to do. I want everyone to look at all of the negative things they put on their piece of paper. Look at the words, and as you look at them, I want you to yawn a few times, because this is the fastest way to eliminate mental stress. And you can even fake the yawn by just breathing in and going. Neuroscience even shows that that's a great way of getting rid of all of those stress neurochemicals in your brain. Do a super slow stretch to make sure that your body becomes more and more relaxed, just bringing yourself into the present moment. And now, repeat one of those value words. It could be peace or bliss or freedom. But do that as you gaze at the words on your paper. And now you can see the connection with the crap board and the exercise I had you do earlier, going back and forth between anger and bliss. In this case, you're remaining very relaxed and calm, and you're just gazing at the words on your paper as you focus on a deep inner value. And it should only take a few seconds before that you realize that they just start looking like words on the paper, and it's impossible to stay anchored to your deep inner value and to get lost in any of your worries, fears, doubts, problems, or anxieties that you've written down. And I want you to feel that. I want you to notice how it feels to actually have one of your problems in front of you. As you watch that on a piece of paper, you'll feel an emotional disconnection. And that's actually what's happening in your brain. Your brain cannot focus on a problem and a sense of wellness at the same time. So when you have a problem, write it down on a piece of paper. Then immerse yourself in a sense of wellness. And you only have to do this for about 30 or 60 seconds. So you can do this all throughout your workday. Anytime a problem that comes up that's irritating, or you feel anxious or tired or worn up, write that down on a piece of paper. I feel tired. I feel anxious. I'm afraid of going in to talk to my boss or the employee who's been nagging me. Write it down on a piece of paper. Do a few yawns and stretches. Focus in on a value word. Feel that sense of inner peace and wellness. And now ask your intuition for a solution to that problem. And see what comes to mind. So everyone right now, just close your eyes for a moment. Pick one of those weaknesses or problems on your crap board. Ask your intuition, what would be a very simple little strategy that you could begin to use right now to turn that crappy thought into a problem that you can now find simple steps and solutions and strategies for? Now, for me, I had a very interesting experience because I was so highly anxious for so many years, and even after seeing a dozen different therapists and going through 10 years of psychoanalysis, I was still this chronically anxious, uncertain person. And I finally gave up when I discovered that there were, 500 schools of psychology and 50 different ways to solve those problems. I said, let's forget it. And I just accepted my chronic anxiety. And literally that day, my anxiety levels fell in half and never, ever came back. And that was 20 years ago. So we now have all the neuroscience to support that half of the problems, half of the things on your crap board really aren't even problems. If you look at them, ask yourself, how many of those worries, fears, and doubts do you have that are actually real? And I'll bet you that 90% of them are just an old memory from the past. So the beauty of a crap board is that you write down all of your crappy thoughts, all of your fears, all your worries, all of your weaknesses, and you don't throw that crap board away. You post it next to your work computer. You keep it in your workplace. And so anytime you have an additional crappy thought, just add it to your crap board and then take 10 seconds to yawn and stretch and just gaze at it, your brain will emotionally disconnect from those feelings. And in that state, most of the things on your list won't even bother you. And those that do bother you, you'll be able to ask your intuition for a very simple strategy. And your intuition will always comply. And half the time, the solution is better than any therapist or teacher will offer you.
How beautiful. And I just want to remind people who are immersed in this exercise and would like to continue to use it for the CRAP board. CRAP stands for conflicts, resistances, anxieties, and any other problem you think you have. When you write these things down, your brain begins to dissociate from the words on the page, and writing down our CRAP turns off the negative emotional circuits that shut down the decision-making processes in our frontal lobe. And on the other side, we can ask our intuition for the solution. Well, we're heading to a quick break. This is Debbie Dashinger. And again, I've got the amazing Mark Robert Waldman on. We will be back to find out more about what steps and actions create successful outcomes for him. Stay right there.
Whether you're a wine novice, a wine lover, or a wine specialist, you will love directsellers.com/debswinewonders because it's sourced from boutique artisan vineyards from around the world. Give the wines as gifts for colleagues to bring to social situations or just enjoy it with family and friends. The box of wines I've been receiving from directsellers.com/debswinewonders are superb, to be frank. They take care in the wine they choose. Their in-house wine experts ensure that the members get only the best. They've been tasting and selecting wine for over 15 years. The goal with this club is to send you wine that you love. Each month, our experts select great premium wines from wineries around the globe. Your satisfaction is guaranteed. At directsellers.com/debswinewonders. That's direct, CELLARS.com/debswinewonders.
When you're pondering the big questions like, is there more than this? How can I have a happy relationship? What would it take to like my body? And how do I make more money? Where do you go for information and tools? Check out the online store at accessconsciousness.com. Accessconsciousness.com has books, DVDs, instant video and audio downloads, online classes, and so much more. Subjects include abuse, changing your body, recovery, raising children, business techniques, tools to generate more money, how to have better sex and healthier relationships, just to name a few. At accessconsciousness.com, you can also find facilitators who teach local classes on a variety of subjects. Accessconsciousness.com, your one-stop shop for tools to assist you in changing your life. All of life comes to us with ease, joy, and glory. Go to accessconsciousness.com to learn more.
Be laser focused on ideal clients. Advertise on Dare to Dream Radio. Great rates at ads@debbiedashinger.com. Create awareness of your valuable content. Sponsor the Dare to Dream Radio show at ads@debbiedashinger.com. Advertising amplifies everything you're doing towards success. Increase your business. Write to ads@debbiedashinger.com.
What if there's nothing wrong with you? What if you're far greater than you've ever given yourself credit for? What if it's time to know the gift and the contribution you are to the world and to like yourself a lot more? Hi, my name is Dane here. 13 years ago, I started to truly ask questions. Actually, I started to be the question, and everything changed for me. Asking questions opens doors to infinite possibilities. And it's not about finding the answer. It's about being the question. Always. What I'm inviting you to step into is something that Einstein, Marie Curie, Newton, Da Vinci, Gandhi, Picasso, and Aristotle all knew to be true. What if no question is too big or too small? What if anything is possible for you? What if together we could create a kinder, gentler, happier world? Is now the time? Go to beingyouclass.com and sign up for a free video series, My Gift to You. beingyouclass.com. What if you, truly being you, are the gift and change this world requires? BeingYouClass.com.
Do you have a published book that never reached its bestseller potential? Are you working on a book or ebook you hope to publish soon? Do you have a book locked inside, waiting to release your message to the world? Go to mybestsellerbook.com. My bestseller book will launch your book to a guaranteed bestseller status. Learn more at mybestsellerbook.com.
Be laser focused on ideal clients. Advertise on Dare to Dream Radio. Great rates at ads@debbiedashinger.com. Create awareness of your valuable content. Sponsor the Dare to Dream Radio show at ads@debbiedashinger.com. Advertising amplifies everything you're doing towards success. Increase your business. Write to ads@debbiedashinger.com.
Listen, do you hear that? It's the sound of your life running smoothly. A big part of harmony has to do with your thoughts. Are your issues ruining your life? Debbie Dashinger is a certified BARS facilitator who uses energy clearings on clients for healing, creativity, aging, sleep, money, and more. In a BARS session, you will begin clearing away issues and allow harmony and change. Book your BARS session at www.debbiedashinger.com.
MediaMasteryRadio.com. Learn how to get booked on radio, be paid in money, time, and sales quickly while helping others through your media visibility. At MediaMasteryRadio.com, learn how to get on radio and be interviewed. Debbie Dashinger is a success and media expert who is a proven professional. Go to MediaMasteryRadio.com. Stop struggling to acquire clients. Learn to achieve instant visibility to the masses. Book radio interviews for a profitable business. Learn to communicate what you do and get results at MediaMasteryRadio.com.
MyBestsellerBook.com helps you self-publish and you keep all the royalties. Even if your book is already published, MyBestsellerBook.com will help you become a best-selling author. Your book will be promoted to a large global following. Enjoy a press release and book reviews. Make your next book launch bigger and better. MyBestsellerBook.com has long-term client credibility and 100% success in turning books into bestsellers. MyBestsellerBook.com.
Dream bigger, everybody. This is Debbie Dashinger. This is our final segment with Mark Robert Waldman. And we're going to be doing a lightning round in the very short time we have to get the most out of him. One of the fun things he reminded me of in the break is, and you got to go back and listen to his first interview because there's total different brilliance that he shared there. But one of the things is about how to speak with your hands. And it's the very thing I teach out in the world. When people are wanting to become more visible and do more PR and media, you have to speak in sound bites. So learn on your hands 10 words. That's all you got. If you have to stretch it to 20, he says it's okay, but try to keep it to 10. You can even use this as parties, by the way. I think that causes lean in and intrigue. So, Mark, lightning round. Are you ready?
I am ready, and that was three words.
Drum roll, please. What is your favorite step or action that creates a successful outcome for you?
Okay, counting my words on my fingers. To remain 100% focused on the positive goal and outcome, period.
Remain focused on positive outcome or goal. Mark, what is the most important thing you've learned this year?
Ah, let me take a moment and savor the question.
The most important thing you've learned this year. I think every year has a different theme to it.
Yeah. Here's what comes to my mind. No matter how serious the problem, There is always an inner place that is filled with optimism, peace, and serenity.
Great vibration to that. Mark, what has been the most difficult choice you've had to make to fulfill your destiny? The most difficult choice you've had to make to fulfill your destiny?
Easy one. To give up my laziness and propensity to not work 14 hours a day to achieve some really huge goals that I want.
Wow, huge. And what do you think is the real hunger of the world or of humanity right now? What do you think is the real hunger right now?
I think that people have learned how to not trust or believe in what anybody else is saying. And in so doing, they've lost touch with that inner part of themselves that wants to make a contribution to society.
What are you most proud of yourself for?
It's taken me 20 years, but I'm thrilled that I've been able to distill the complexities of recent neuroscientific discoveries into about 25 life-changing simple strategies to improve your life and well-being.
I'm proud of you too. Thank you for bringing your amazing work to us and to the planet. And thanks for being with us on Dare to Dream today.
Thank you so much.
Again, you can find out more at markrobertwaldman.com. And I end today's show with this quote from our guest, Mark Robert Waldman. And the quote is this: visualize a person who has deeply wounded you. Allow yourself to feel the pain and say to yourself, may you be happy, may you be well, may you be filled with peace. Then immediately come back to loving yourself. May I be happy, may I be well, may I be filled with peace. Keep joining us over the next weeks. The guests coming on Dare to Dream are Michael Bernard Beckwith, Mas Sajati, Dr. Dane Heer, and Lisa Nichols. If you love wine, go to Direct Sellers with a C, directsellers.com/DebsWineWonders, and subscribe to my inspirational YouTube videos at youtube.com/DebOnTheRadio. Keep dreaming. And keep creating and keep using your brain to have the peace and freedom that you want.
To contact the award-winning syndicated Dare to Dream radio show, go to debbiedashinger.com. Keep your excellent feedback and comments coming. Your host, Debbie Dashinger, is an expert at goal achievement, a media personality, an international best-selling author, and a keynote speaker. Debbie leads high-quality teleseminars on how to achieve goals, how to be a self-published best-selling author, and how to get booked on radio. All classes are at debbiedashinger.com. Debbie's best-selling books are Dare to Dream, This Life Counts, sold on Amazon, and her second book, Wisdom to Success, The Secrets to Accomplish All Your Dreams, sold online at all bookstores. Tune in again to hear the next inspiring interview guest who has turned their vision into a successful reality. Want more support in making your dreams come true? Go to debbiedashinger.com. That's www. www.debbidashinger.com. You'll see videos, MP3s, archived interviews, and amazing products sharing the secret steps to making your dreams come true. Remember to dream big with every expectation that your dream will become real. Dreams are free, so free your dreams. What do you dare to dream?
Here I'm standing now, waiting for my time to be all that I can be. It's so easy to forget, life is in my hands, and I can change it if I want. Nothing's impossible.